Awesome. Good morning, Gloucesters. Alicia Unleashed. That was like my favorite hood ghetto intro ever. Because I didn't do that with any special equipment.
That was with an iPhone speaker.
That was amazing. Amazing. So we are by the pool, as Joey has done before with Chris. And we have a full house here again tonight. I'm so excited. We have Katrina, how do you say your last name?
Whiteman.
Katrina Whiteman. She is part of the CrossFit community.
Hey now.
Part of the community with Chris. And they are amazing. Her husband is Curtis, and we love Curtis and Katrina. They are amazing. Say hello. Say hello, Katrina.
Hello.
And we have Bridget Ernest in the house. We can't see you waving. You're gonna She's like all waving.
I got spirit.
She is my backyard neighbor. And I grew up with Bridget. Well. And she worked at the YMCA. She's back from Cali. And she is rearing to go.
Oh, boy.
Yay. Woo. Jen, I know, is Jen Adams. And how the hell do you say your last name?
Klopatowski.
There we go. Klopatowski. I don't know why, like, I can say it now, but if I look at it, I just can't do it.
Every syllable just go all the way down.
So, Jen was a huge fan of Mamie's Kitchen, and do you follow GMG at all, or do
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Many years.
Awesome. Any favorite parts of GMG?
You know when Pastor Matt Green was on?
Yeah.
I loved his section. It was a lot of fun to read.
And I loved his artwork.
Artwork and
yes.
Photography was fantastic.
Yeah, whenever we went to any art galleries, I loved his artwork. There was a picture that he had of a seagull. I wanted it so bad. I love his artwork. He was awesome.
Yep.
And he was a regular at Mimi's Kitchen. And we got to talk to him a lot, and he really was a kind soul. I love him.
I follow him on Facebook now. He's down in Mexico somewhere.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, it's the last time I heard that he was there. And we have Kyle Danikis again. Party mouth, but not really, right?
Got my jar with
you. Got
me.
The swear jar with you tonight.
We're gonna change around a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I recognize that we, you know, swore a little bit, in the last one. Probably didn't think it was going to air.
My dad tried to hold me down and wash my mouth out with soap.
He did?
Yeah.
Do you know my mom tries to do pepper? My mom tries to do pepper.
Pepper?
Huh. Yeah.
No, I'll pepper. Actually die if I have too much pepper, so he didn't want to do that. I'm like allergic to it.
Oh, pepper?
Sort of.
Excellent. Awesome. So tonight's spread, we have a plethora of wines. I'm so excited. So I do have a Vino Verde Rosé from Savor Wine and Cheese. I went down there earlier today. Kathleen and company, they are amazing. So whenever I walk right in, she knows what I like. She's like, Alicia, what do you want today? And I'm like, okay, I want something light.
Wednesday, so
yeah, it's Wednesday.
Vino Grigio.
It's awesome. And then we actually made a lobster mac and cheese today.
Delicious.
Which is one of my faves that I make. And so for lobster, they shuck their own lobsters daily. So you can either get a broken lobster meat or a lobster tail. So you don't have to go through all that muss and fuss. However, if you do, and like I'm a lobster snob. So if you're not a lobster snob and you want your lobsters right off the boat, then obviously you go to Captain Joe and Sons down at the wharf. Obviously, that's a no-brainer.
Yep.
But I'm a snob, so I don't do that.
Snobs don't do that.
No.
Snobs walk in the store and frickin' store? Is it a fresh store? Then
fudge rat cake, and that's like fudge. Oh my god, I would rather say fudgicle than fudge rat cake.
No. So, what I was gonna say was a lobster snob doesn't go down to the wharf and get dirty and have to take the bands off and cook it and all this.
No, I don't do that.
They walk.
What they got maids for?
They walk into a store and they see the lobster on the platter and they say, "How do you want this?" And then you
yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah, that's how lobster starts.
Yeah,
Alicia,
no.
I gotta give Joey love, though. That's the only place I get lobster, honestly.
Yeah.
I get it right off the boat. I yeah.
Joe. Where, why else? I mean, would you go anywhere? I mean, they're literally, like, swimming to shore.
Crawling.
They love taking it apart.
Yeah.
They love it. So
and they see
home.
What they come from?
Yep.
And then, you know, bring them home? You know, clam bakes and stuff, I just give it to Chris, and I say, here you go. Make this tail, yeah. Like, make it something.
Well, when I was younger, I loved watching them die in the boiling hot water.
Oh, you're one of them?
The
oh, can you hear them? Can you hear them?
Squealing, but not making a noise.
Yep.
Just like the claws on the edge of the pot. Mom, what's he doing? He's just enjoying the bubbles, sweetie.
We had dinner last time we ate, and we had lobster races across the back deck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's new.
See who went first. Of course, they didn't go anywhere, but
so I was reading something. Maybe I don't follow enough on this new Oxford Dictionary, but they add words. Does everyone know they add words?
I knew that, yeah.
I didn't. Recently, they added quite a few.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think... To extent, that's cool, but extent, I think it's weird because it's like, you know, the dictionary. The dictionary kind of never changes, but I guess it's like the new world and like
shit
words change.
Yeah.
Like, oh. We both pointed. Swear jar.
See, I didn't even know I did it.
I didn't even
notice. I thought there was a song behind me. I'm like, what?
That's amazing. I love that.
I feel like the dictionary was something that we referenced to back in high school.
Right.
The internet, you know.
Well, because we didn't have the internet in high school.
That's what today's Urban Dictionary is for, right? For adding these new slang terms.
Yeah. I mean, it was the information superhighway when I was, like, in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't even the internet.
So, hangry, but which Chris calls me all the time. He's like, you're just hangry. I'm like... Seriously, I thought Chris made up that word, but I'm like, no, seriously, like that's a word.
Yeah,
it is. And it's a personality too. I mean, I'll tell you right now, like if I don't have food in my system after a certain hour, you better like get me a Snickers because I'm gonna lose.
Turn into somebody, or is that
right?
Twix?
And the next one is awesome sauce, which honestly I only hear Rick Dowsett use a lot.
Yeah,
he uses awesome sauce all the time.
I'm guilty.
Really?
Big time.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome sauce?
Being here tonight is awesome sauce.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've never used it.
Some words added recently. Bay, which I think is stupid as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Chickle.
Oh, you got it. Nice color.
Because that's technically an abbreviation. It's before anyone else, which I still think is
stupid.
Well, I just learned a new word.
Bay,
yeah.
Before anyone else.
I didn't know
it's
that.
Dumb.
Ugh.
Duck face, they actually put in there, which I think it's also done. Dumb. And they put in several abbreviations. So some which I've never heard of, some which I think are dumb. T-O-M-O-Z, tomorrow. Dude, why didn't you just say tomorrow? Like, why does it have to be T-O-M? Actually, you know what I do? T-O-M-M.
Yeah.
T-O-M.
Why can't you say it Thursday?
Gel for jealous.
I say jelly.
Yeah. You're so jelly.
Yeah.
Not very often, you know, because I think it's funny.
People take offense to that. They think I'm calling them like,
jelly.
Yeah, like they think I'm calling them fat.
Jailers.
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, like no. I'm not calling myself fat.
IDC. I don't care. I mean, I've heard of that one. This one is the stupidest one, I think. PMSL, peeing myself laughing.
I must be getting old because that doesn't
honestly,
mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything to me either. That must be like an eighth grade term.
Yeah.
I just say I just piddled.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But that's like
one
yeah.
Rolls on the floor nowadays.
Like, sober anyway. Like I mean,
exactly.
And this one I've never heard in my life, WRT, with reference to. Seriously, if you're having a text conversation and you have to say with reference to, you probably shouldn't be texting.
Like, exactly. And the fact that you had to abbreviate that.
Yeah, no.
I just found out what TBH meant.
TBH?
To be honest.
Are you kidding? To be honest.
I only know because I have nieces and nephews.
I've never heard that one either.
in like 5 years, it's not even going to be words. It's just going to be abbreviations, like the entire
so
like.
Is it the new generation's like 2015's Ebonics? Like, remember?
I've had conversations in the past with high school teachers. They're getting compositions in school with these abbreviations.
No.
They are getting them in school with.
They should get an F.
Well, no, and now they're putting it in the dictionary, so what are they going to say? Like, that's not a word, and the kid's going to be like,
dude, it's actually in the dictionary.
You know what? I fear for when I become, like, old and senile in a nursing home, and my orderly is talking to me in a language
Exactly.
I'm gonna fear that. Like, just change my diaper.
Right. Don't LOL me. Just.
Just. WMA.
When LOL first came out, it was what? Laughing out loud.
Yeah.
And or lots of love. Which one is it today?
Oh, I'm guessing laughing out loud mostly, right?
I
think back in our day it was.
Lots of love.
Yeah, 1-4-3, baby.
Yep. But no, like,
in the paging days.
You're old, right?
Let's stop that. Jeez. Well, no, that's interesting, though, that they're adding these, that these words are getting in there. I remember when I was doing the online dating years ago, which we will not talk about. But actually, the catfish is now in the...
That TV show.
Well, it's actually to be catfished is like a, like, like, yeah, like when you go, when you go out on like...
Oh, wait, that's in the dictionary?
Yeah. Yes.
They just added that.
Like, catfish?
Yeah. Catfish is...
Dude, I just learned about that a year and a half ago. My friend's like, have you ever seen this show Catfish? I'm like, no, I have no idea. What does this mean? Now I'm addicted to it. But well, that's actually...
It was
a
movie. It was a documentary.
Yeah. I know.
I watched
with Neva Max.
Turned into a TV show, which the TV show, that was entertaining, but I'm a huge, like, documentary... Like, I just watched tons of random shit. And that was one of them. Is that a penny or a nickel?
Penny.
That's a penny.
TBS says shit.
TBS says that?
Out,
oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right. Then we're good. We're good, Joey. We're good.
Right. But anyway, yeah, so that's in there now, too, which I was happy with, because when I would bitch about, when I would bitch about that happening, like, I could say that, and nobody knew what the hell I was talking about.
Right.
You know, but now...
Huh. No, yeah, I just got to know what kind of all that meant.
Yeah.
Arancini. So now when I say arancini and people say, what's that? Like, it's in the dictionary.
Look at it.
Oh, man. I love me some arancini.
Parm instead of Parmesan, which I think is dumb. Parm. Parm. P-A-R-M. It actually made the dictionary. So what is it? Like, parm and then Parmesan. So, of course, my dinosaur just cropped out for a second. So we were talking about the abbreviations and such. So Parm is an actual thing now. So instead of Parmesan, you say Parm.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Which I think is ridiculous. Queso. So we're throwing some Spanish and we're throwing some Italian in there now. And food diary. Became a word.
Because that's a thing.
I don't understand. Food's in there, diaries in there. Like, can you not put the two of them together logically?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I need to see the definition for food diary.
Like, what's a food diary?
Words. Like, who's growing up and doesn't understand what food diary means? Food, and exactly what you said. Like,
I don't know. I don't know. You know, that is a good question. Where are people getting this?
And like...
Like, well, what's happening? Like, how did they come up with the words? Anybody know? I don't know. Like, how do they come up with these words?
I don't know.
Is it someone...
I think it's
like, searching the internet? I don't get it.
I think it's some idiot sitting on a toilet, bored to shit, no pun intended, and they literally just, like, come up with the most random crap, and then, like, let's put it in the dictionary.
Is it make a matter thing of, like, it going viral? Like,
I think they actually...
going viral now.
I think they're...
So
and
picking
I'm,
up on it.
I might be wrong, but I feel like there might be a petition or something that people can say, like, this needs to be in there. I don't know.
I think it's submitted to some committee.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see the Oxford committee. And then they do stats and research and probably Google it. and all that jazz and figure out, okay, how much is this word actually being used and in which which form? Is it social media? Is it here? Is it there?
Right.
And then if the numbers reach a certain plateau, they voted in or voted out. You're off the island.
Where does it rank in the dictionary, you know?
Well, can you imagine if they, like, looked at Twitter or Facebook and, like, took hashtags? And, like, you know, people, like, put, like, a million words in a row on a hashtag? You're like, well, you know, this has been tweeted 8,000 times. Like, should be a word.
Like,
you know,
probably not. No, I bet you're not.
It's terrifying.
That actually sounds like a legitimate thing.
That could be how Awesome Sauce came to be.
Awesome.
Totally. Like, seriously. Like, how the heck did that happen? So, speaking of social media and your phone, so can you ever disconnect from your phone? Like, I go out to dinner and I will leave my phone in the car. Chris will bring his in. And Chris will be on his phone the whole entire time. And I'm like, yeah, dude, left mine in the car. And he's like, I can't believe you left yours in the car. I can't believe you did that. We've gone on a few booze cruises this past summer.
Yeah.
I leave it in the car. And he's like, how do you do that? And he's on his phone the whole entire time. I'm like, because I can just disconnect. I can just do that. So we'll go around the table. Like, can you? Can you disconnect?
I can disconnect. And honestly, it's through witnessing my husband and his attachments to the phone that made me realize how attached we both were. And I feel like I've been able to put the thing down and walk away. But I'm pretty sure that Chris is on the same group text as my husband.
Like, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So it's pretty much, I mean, for you as it is for me, like, it's pretty much impossible to have any kind of time with him because we go out to dinner, we go do whatever. And he is the entire time the thing is vibrating and he's
like, well, I'm on this group text. I gotta respond. Like, this is what I gotta do. Yeah. Okay,
buddy.
Turn the
thing off. Like, seriously.
Right. Or leave it behind. Just leave it behind.
It's crazy. I, you know, it's great that we're all able to, you know, connect immediately with everybody on the planet, but it's like, I feel like once in a while for your mental health, you need to separate yourself from this thing and just experience the moment that you're in with whoever is there physically.
Right. Right.
And
totally agree.
It takes away from your life.
Mm-hmm. Bridget, what do you do?
I can disconnect. I mean, I grew up without it, so.
That's true.
For me, I mean, I used to be able to, I had to disconnect when I played softball, so, like, you had to stick it in your phone. Or in your bag, and you go beat on some balls, and sorry, that was even nowadays, like, even dating people, if someone busts out their phone,
rude.
It brings me back to, like, being bullied in, like, middle school, where someone's passing a note about you.
Right.
And, like, you get all, I get all, like, anxious and super nervous. So I disconnect, and, you know, if I'm with people that I want to be with, like, cool. Like, no one else is going to bug me. No one needs me right now.
I always say everyone's in the room that would ever text me. What do I need my phone for?
Exactly.
Yeah, my dog can't text. So.
Oh, God. Jen, what about you? Is it hard for you because you have the little kids and, I mean, you have a lot going on?
I am getting better about it. My addiction was a product of work. So I always had to be on call. I had to have my phone with me 24/7 at any given point. Drop it if I was on vacation, you name it. And, you know, while I got the phone out because somebody called me, I might as well check Facebook, log into Twitter real quick, and it just barrel rolls from there.
Right.
In recent years, the job has changed. I'm not on call so much, and I've tried to make a point to put it down. I set the rule that it's not allowed to be at dinner time. It's not at the dinner table. Yes, I am guilty of it occasionally, and I break the rule. For whatever reason, there's only 3 out of 4 of us there. The kids don't want to talk to me. Husband, he uses it. You know, he is currently addicted. That's fine. That's his problem.
Do you let it at the dinner table?
I don't let it at the dinner table. It happens at the dinner table.
We don't let phones are not, like, phones are in the other room.
I'm trying to move that way. And part of the reason is the kids see us using them all the time.
Right.
They now have iPods that they call their phones. They don't have phones.
That's how my daughter messages. It's not through their phone, people. Yep. It's through her iPod.
Through her iPod, and it has to be on a wireless connection. But they come home, and it's instantly, can I have my iPod? Can I have my iPod? Can I get on the iPad? No, go outside, go play.
Now, how old are your kids now?
4 and 7.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, you know, they're at that age where they're very observant, and they're getting very addicted to these devices, and they're great, you know, babysitter tools, but, you know, we go camping, and
I don't want them on their phone all week while we're camping.
No, totally.
Go get dirty.
Right. Right.
Yes. And this year they were really good about it. Last year, you know, was, you know, still kind of used as a babysitter. So right. I'm making a point to try and turn it off, leave it in the car, leave it in my purse. Don't take it out of my pocket. I'm trying to. Still, right. you know, like I said, we slip up every once in a while at the table because somebody might text and I pull it out just to make sure it's not work.
See, even with my daughter being almost 16, I still didn't have that, you know, when she was 7, because it yep. still didn't really come about until the past 5 or 6 years.
Right. No, these kids, yeah.
This is even a newer generation right. than what right. I'm even used yeah. to, yeah. like, because it didn't yeah. happen with my kids.
You know, they're even FaceTiming their cousins, and they know exactly how to do it. Some random call shows up at 7:30, and it's their cousin from across the country, and they're, you know, switching back and forth. Now I'm going to call you, and you're going to call her, and
that's just, cool. They know it, and it's great. Used to like communicate, especially with the family. Like yeah, I think right. it's such a cool use
but
of the technology.
Always, but it's not, and that's the problem. Yeah. They're picking it up to play a game. They're picking it up to, you know, get online or do. They're not online yet, but you know, big gaming and all that. So
and it's screen time. It's like a thing now. It's like
you're trying not to pick it up quite so often, especially now that work doesn't require it.
Yeah.
Well, it's refreshing to hear. A parent say something like that, because some of the like I'm gonna go ahead and say most of the time, like wherever I go, I'm not a parent, but if I were to be, like I would have a view like that.
You know, but what about you, Kyle? Things. Do you ever disconnect?
Do I ever disconnect? Well,
all right.
So no, you only don't. With the exception of. Like, if I'm in the presence of another human.
Okay.
Like, if I'm, for instance, like, I don't know who said it, but if you're on, like, a first date. Like, when I was dating, you know, back whenever, and the guy would pull out his phone. I don't care, like, you mind, like, I'm trying to keep it calm right now.
Yeah, okay, we all win if he tried to pull out his, phone. Okay, yeah.
But anyway... I think it's rude.
Of course it is.
You know, put it this way. If I just do this, like if I'm talking to you and I do a quick one of these and then slap it down, like just to make sure, like, I don't know, like an emergency of some kind isn't happening.
Your dog finally learns to text.
Or
what if you don't want to be on the date and you're waiting for one of your friends to text or call you so you can get off the hook?
Exactly. Yeah. I have had fire alarms go off in my apartment that they needed
quote unquote, because no one can see you, air quotes.
See me okay, that all right. microphone. I've had my mom call me. I've had friends call. So that's something different. So I'm thinking.
Okay, so you do keep your phone accessible.
Yeah. Other than that, though, it's pretty much always with me. I'll shower with it. Not in the shower, but, you know, it's in the bathroom.
That's a commitment.
It's in the bathroom, so, yeah, if I don't respond to you, it's probably because I don't like you.
We do.
Yeah.
So that was my father-in-law that just came in.
When I say trying, it has been sitting here on the table in front of me the whole time.
But you're not texting on it, and you're not talking on it, and you haven't even picked it up.
I think, all right, if you're using your phone 24/7, that's different. I don't use my phone a whole lot, but it's near me pretty much at all times.
Yeah.
Like, I'll leave it in the car on a date, unless, you know, I don't like you, and then I'm going out to, like, grab a stick of gum, and I'm using my phone.
Grab a stick of gum!
See, you know.
I bring my phone in with the date. Because I Amber Alert before I go on dates.
Right. Got
to. I send messages to
Well, nowadays you have to.
You have to.
You tell them where you're going. I can screenshot their profile, because let's just face it, I'm on online dating.
Right.
Screenshot their profile. Like, this is where I'm going. This is their phone number.
And their license plate. Yeah. Yep.
If I can get that, I'll snap that too. Right. And then, but I'll have my phone. I mean, I'll say I've had that emergency text at 2 a.m.
Yep.
I don't know.
An emergency text? That's called a booty call, Bridget.
No,
emergency text at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
2 a.m.?
Let's just say.
Is that not a booty call?
No, she's saying. My roommate's like, oh, quick, the house is on fire.
Right, exactly.
You need to come home.
But seriously, this is this is what I have an issue with. 2 a.m. 10 p.m. cool. 11 p.m. cool.
It didn't go that
way. 2 a.m. I would say I thought it would go well at 2 a.m.
I'm like, oh, how do I fake out of this?
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
right.
Yeah, it's not a walk of shame.
That's still like 12:01.
On the island, so I don't know what.
Oh, thank God. Stay off the island.
That's a good idea.
Stay off the island. So do you think text and social media is replacing the face-to-face conversations that we have nowadays? Like, do you think that we can say what we want to say over text better than it is face-to-face? Like, if you start texting, like, I don't know. What do you think, Kyle?
No, that I've talked about that a lot because it enrages me. Because I do a lot of posts. I'll shoot a text here and there, whatever. But if you need to stress something to somebody, like, you gotta hear tone, you need eye contact, maybe some body language, maybe a touching or not, depending on the situation.
But what, like, about the people that are, that just, I don't know, like, what about, I don't know, what about, like, if you meet somebody, right, and then, like, all of a sudden they, like, start texting, you have great conversation through text, and all of a sudden you see them again, right, and then they have, like, nothing to say, or they're awkward, like, so here's the thing, like, do people, so.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. The amount of time that you can spend in a day texting somebody, you could, like a 12-hour day, you can say in maybe 2.5 to 5 minutes if they're sitting right in front of you.
Right.
And
right.
I think as humans, like, we need to communicate a little bit better, like, in person, not through.
So, Jen, we don't fall in this category, do we? I mean, we don't, because we didn't meet our husbands this way or start dating this way.
No,
or
I will say I do fall into this category because I will have fights with my husband over text message that should be done verbally.
Yeah.
Absolutely fall into that.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you're right in that because, you know.
Or we talk about some topic, you know, might not be fighting, but should be face-to-face.
Or a phone call. At least a phone call.
You don't
hear
the same inflection, and right. You're just busy texting it instead. So, absolutely, because writing is easier.
It is easier. You're hiding behind that, and you can say whatever. Yeah, no, I got
well,
you.
I say everything over text that I say in person.
Yeah.
It just, you know what? Here's the thing with Chris, because he has hearing aids.
Yeah.
He can read what I'm going to say. If I go ahead and I call him up or say it to his face, he'll tune me out and he won't hear it, or I'll turn off his hearing aids. So if I'm fighting, I will fight via text because that bitch can read what I'm saying. And that's why. So if I get really mad and I'm like, F this, F that, blah, 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 and I'll go off and be like, bitch, I know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying. Well, I guess we do fall into that category as well, because that, you know. So, Bridget, what about you? Like, what's the deal?
I mean, we talked about this earlier. Like, I told you, I am funny as shit. It's worth a nickel. You know, I'm hilarious on text when I'm, like, meeting someone for the first time. But I had an instance where someone called me out and was like, wait, you haven't heard this person's voice? And I was like, no. Why not? And they're like, you're going on a date with them. And I was like, oh, right, that's a good point. And they called. And they have, like, this squeaky Alvin and Chipmunk voice. I was like, hey, what do I do? What do I do?
Right.
I'm like, oh, I gotta see this through. And then it was so bad. I was like, should have called them earlier.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is that also I will be hilarious text and, you know, be great on point. The minute I get them face-to-face and they're staring at me, I shut down. I'm like,
yeah. No, she, that's, when I'm nervous, I say the most, like, dumb shit, like, things that I learned in third grade, I cannot, like, even think about, like, I don't understand.
Talking, and I won't, like, oh, like, oh my God, I'm really like, way too much, right?
Verbal diarrhea.
Oh, my God, it's a problem, and so I get what you're saying, though, with, like, the texting, or, you know, whatever it is, like,
you can think about what you're saying first, and then you can edit it. Like, oh, that's too much.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's TMI.
Do you do that with Curtis?
Face back. I don't really have to edit myself with Curtis, as you know. Curtis is pretty out there generally. So,
just a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that with him. But you know,
I feel like also when you call somebody too, you might get off on a tangent. Like, you might be, like, calling them for an argument. And then you see, like, you totally squirrel, and you're like, oh, and by the way, it's hot out here. Like, the humidity's choking me, and you're pissing me off because of that. Like, that kind of thing. Whereas text, like,
get to the point.
Like Jen had said, you know, earlier with the phone, where she was, like, stuck to her phone because of work, I used to have that, and my boss would call, And I'd have to tell him. He's like, why didn't you answer my phone? I'm like, because I was taking a shit.
Right.
You know what? I was cooking food. What do you want me to say?
Right,
like,
right.
Because it was the only way to stop him from, like, being like, oh, shit, you should have answered my phone. Well, okay, sorry. Why couldn't you text me and get to the point?
Right.
Like that kind of situation, but... That was like a whole Ike and Tina thing. I was usually Ike. But, you know, but it's one of those things like, you know what? I don't want to talk to you face to face because I might punch you. Like, just go that way.
So right, here are the things that we get to miss when we do face to face. Our worst or best pickup lines you've ever heard. Not your typical ones. I think nowadays people are getting a lot more creative because I think the whole, like, is there a mirror in your pants? Because I like to see me in them. Like, I think that's, like, wicked typical. That's how I memorized it. Hi. Or are your legs tired? Because you've been running through my mind all day. Like, those are very typical. So, I found some ones that are not very typical. And, Kyle, you must have some to, like, dude, you're like serial dater.
Ex
serial dater.
So, just for the record,
I know. For the record, let's talk about this.
For the record, I think what month are we in? So, a little over a year ago, I stopped dating, with the exception of somebody over the summer. But anyway, before that, I'll admit it, I was a bit of an online serial dater for years.
When you were in Rhode Island, you got to, like, Rhode Island does have a scene, yes, and does have a bar scene.
Oh, and so I've had one.
So right, exactly, and you like did. That. So, any pickup lines that were more creative?
There was one that was pretty creative, but it's, for a podcast, it wouldn't really work, because you'd have to see what I'm doing. But, he said, shit, I don't know how I can even describe this right now. For a bit.
Would you wear your parrot on this shoulder and then reached across my back and put his arm around me or on this shoulder? Like, to the, like, other side? So, like, he hugged me or whatever? And it's like, first, like, I'm going to break your fucking hand if you touch me again. And, like, I don't like fucking parrots. Oh,
that's a couple.
Sorry. That's a couple. Yeah. But there was one in particular that was very alarming, that I ran out of a date 15 minutes into a date.
What was that?
That Joey will not let me come back on here for.
Oh, okay, all right.
So maybe it's like after hours.
Yeah. So this one is creative. You mean like Hocast number 2?
Like, it could probably
Hocast number 1 never aired and probably never will. Right. So maybe that would be on Hocast number 2.
I wasn't injected with a bunch of caffeine today, so I'm a little bit more conscious of what I'm saying.
Just a little.
Just like by the smallest amount.
Yeah. One that I looked up and I liked. I'm like, dude, this totally works for anyone, guy or girl. I think you dropped this, and it could be anything. And you say, I think you dropped this, and you give it to the person, and that is anywhere, at a gym, at a restaurant, at a grocery store. Hey, I think so. I really like this one. That one was good. And then...
I feel like if I said that to someone, they'd probably be on their phone like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's true! We're going back to the phone thing. You're right, actually.
I had a terrible...
You're right.
I met... Oh, God, was it my 29th birthday party? I was, like, doing a joint party with...
Now we're thinking back there, Bridget. We're thinking back.
No, it was like 4 years ago. I'm sorry. And she... You know, she threw, like, this party, like, with a DJ... There were couches, and it was like this pool rec center. Like, it was out west, so, like, don't think it was out here in Gloucester, and it was you, because it wasn't. but it was out in, out in Oakland, and this guy comes up to me, he's like a friend of her boyfriend, he goes, you know what feels better than that couch? Your body. I was like, are you serious? Are you saying I'm squishy?
Oh my God.
I was like, I was like, you did not just say that. And he goes, what? And her argument later was like, he's a good boy. He goes to church. He lives with his mom. I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not a kid now because I got to take care of her. But,
there's one that. As I was walking, the guy said, you to size and says, heart up itself and you walk back. Yes. No. Dude, I don't know. So apparently people are getting more creative nowadays with their messages and their whatever, their pickup lines
to couches. To furniture these
right,
days.
Right? You feel good like a rocking chair.
Right. Exactly. Curtis got me, it took 5 years, but he got me with the line, "Are you single yet?"
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I was not single initially. And then he was in the Army, so he went overseas. He came back. I was with somebody else at that time. And he would see me at the bar and be like, "Are you single yet?" I'm like, "No, this is my boyfriend right next to me."
Awesome.
Like, I'm just like, in, like, you know, 5 years down the road after he first started saying that, eventually I was single.
He
must
have died when you said, "Are you single yet?" Actually,
you know what? I give this guy points. He's persistent. Like, you know, right. Maybe I should like see how this goes. So, here we are.
And now you're married.
Yeah.
And how many years married?
It'll be for October 1st.
Already? Holy crap, dude! Awesome. It's coming up.
Coming up.
So, all right. So the other day, did anyone watch the VMAs?
No,
I heard about it. I have
first
to watch
time
it.
Since they, I think they've been on, and I've been a child able to watch MTV. I refuse to watch
right,
it.
Right.
You know, so, what? That's what BuzzFeed is for. Like,
can someone please tell me what the whole Kanye running for president? Because that kind of came out at the same time as the VMAs. Does that have anything to do with the VMAs? Did it come out at the VMAs? Like, does anyone know?
I saw him on TV wear like a burlap sack. Like, did anybody else see that?
He was wearing a burlap sack.
I know. I don't know which one it was. I don't know which one it was. But my best friend Jeff, he texted me, "Kanye's running for president."
I know. What was
what
that?
Has the
does
world
anyone
come to?
Know?
About that. Next morning, he comes in. He's like, "Using for president, yeah. 2020. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I know a lot of things, but I don't even know what you're talking about.
No,
like,
and
I haven't gotten to BuzzFeed yet.
No, I still don't know. All I hear that, either. All I think is like, him ripping the microphone away from like one
Taylor
of the
Swift.
Yeah, or well no, like but one
or
of the
Miley
other
Cyrus,
people.
You know, one yeah. of those dames.
Yeah, or like you know when he's up there running for president.
Jen, do you know? I mean, I don't know. I never seen. I don't know. So all right, so he's just another celebrity that wants to run.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it was really my president, like the first lady, to have a sex tape.
Right? Okay, you so know? What about yeah. Donald Trump? I mean, he's running. But you have to understand, we've had Arnold Schwarzenegger in the past. We've had what was that? Yes, exactly. They were actually weren't they successful? Like Arnold and Jesse, they were successful. So
I mean,
are
successful? Like how? I mean,
like well, first of all, they got in. Did they do anything? I mean, I thought Arnold was a good.
They didn't shoot for president right away.
No. I mean, but still, in general, like to even get into, they got into a higher seat. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they got... So,
yeah.
I mean, are actors and actresses, do they have a stigma about them that they're stupid? So when they run for anything, and it's obviously public, like, what do... I don't know. What
well,
do you think about
like,
that?
If, you know, when somebody famous runs for office, like, a political race becomes more of, like, a popularity contest.
It does.
And
right.
name recognition goes a long way.
Almost like Gloucester.
People will, yeah. It's like, if they know who you are, they're probably more apt to say, oh, yeah, you know, I'd vote for him, whatever, than somebody who's maybe more qualified but not as well known. So,
right.
you know, yeah. I think that's why Trump's doing
that's
so
true.
Well.
That's true. It
now.
Almost comes like a popularity contest.
I
yeah.
feel like celebrities, they can do whatever they want. Like, Al Franken, who was a Saturday Night Live writer, he got into office. John Stewart, if John Stewart was to say
I'd
tomorrow,
vote for him.
I'd
yeah,
vote
I'm
oh my
right.
God, is he really
I
running for something?
No,
is he really is?
Oh,
okay,
like,
all right.
Door to door for John Stewart.
Stewart, okay. Colbert, I mean,
yeah.
come on.
But like,
okay.
Exactly. But the thing is, like, I feel like a lot of celebrities that do want to be honest and go into office are not running their mouths. Like, shut up.
Right.
Stop yeah. running your mouth. Stop act like
an actor.
A total douche. You're not even an actor. The only reason why you became a celebrity is, let's face it, you became like a billionaire. And then you had all these scandals with your wives. Like,
right.
that's how the public, like, pop culture got involved with you. And then you got into TV shows and stuff like that.
So, like, reality stuff. I don't even think
that's like a real
thing. Like, even though I follow reality shows, like, I don't think that's, like, a real...
That's not a real thing.
I don't think it's a real, like...
Oh, yeah. Producers are hardcore in it. I'm not gonna... I was like, oh,
you know that they wouldn't be doing
that. Unless they were on TV, yeah.
So, speaking of reality, why is it okay for men to be obsessed with fantasy football? And I get criticized for watching my Real Housewives of Orange County, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, My Little People Big World, and then they get to go on for hours and drafts, and Alicia, I got a busy weekend.
Oh, yes.
On Saturday, I got to go to this fantasy football team, and then on Monday, I've got to be at this fantasy football team. I've got a draft, and I can't do it online. I got to be on. Not for nothing. That is semi-fake. So the people you're picking are real. Cool. You get to watch the games of each game. Like, obviously, this was the most genius marketing tool that the NFL has ever, or any sport, NHL, NFL, MLB, it doesn't matter, fantasy baseball, hockey, football. It was the most genius marketing sports thing I think anyone has ever come up with. And why didn't we think of this earlier and make all the millions?
I know, because they're invested in every single game now. It's not
every game, every player.
Every game, every player.
I don't watch Real Housewives, but I watched Little People, Big World. At some point, back
you have to. Zach just got him for 11 years. Hello.
But, like, fantasy football, like, for me, it's kind of, like, it got through. I knew nothing about fantasy towers, because we were like,
okay. All right, just people. So here's the thing. Women are starting to come up big in fantasy football. Women are having their own league. So
women are winning.
Yeah. Right. So did you have your own league, Jen?
I didn't have my own league. I participated in a league. I don't know what possessed me years ago to join someone else's league, and I won that year. It was great. Yeah.
And did your has your husband, like, asked you to participate?
No, I actually, that first year, I asked him to participate because I needed help because I didn't know what I was doing. For some weird reason, I said, I want to learn football. I
still don't know.
Maybe I was bored and it was before kids. I don't remember. But I said I want to learn football, and what's the best way to do that? Force yourself to watch the games. Force yourself to understand what's going on. Now, that doesn't mean that I was going to force him to watch Real Housewives or 19 Kids and Counting or whatever.
I never got into 19 Kids and Counting. Never did.
But it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. Very time consuming.
Yeah.
And,
it takes you
I was just
weekend.
Asked recently, you know, if I was going to join a league again, and I'm flip-flopping, because, yes, it would be great to kick some butt again, but at the same time...
When do you do, Jen? Jen is with child?
I am due in December.
Okay, so that's, you know, almost football season's almost done.
Yeah, so, you know, anytime between now and then and whatnot, and, but it's going to be a three-person team, I think, this time around, so it'll be a little bit different. But at the same time, it'll be harder because I don't get to make all the calls, you know.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a lot.
I grew up.
You got to be on websites every day. You got to be looking at their stats.
No. I don't I don't like math.
Who
I don't understand
show up
it.
On the airplane? I right. swear to God, that's part of it. I got a text message.
On the airplane, they might not play, and then you don't
get
the next day.
Oh.
I got a text message in the middle of the night, and they're like, "Hey, you might want to check your players because someone didn't get on the plane." I'm like, "Mother,
are you serious?"
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Right.
Wow.
Everything costs money. Everything costs money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You get into it for $50.
If that's your leagues, right? Because every league can have their own, like, thing, right?
The one I'm doing potentially, I think, is $100.
Yeah, I mean, they go 100, 200. I mean, big people.
Any move that you make, you want to pick up a player, you want to drop a player, you have to do it on a specific day on the week, and it costs you money every time you change players.
Oh.
Wow.
I never did that. It's usually like a, you know, $2 or $3 to drop a player if it's off the day or whatever. So there's rules, there's regulations. It's not just a I'm gonna go play football.
I can understand those rules and I can understand picking your people. I just don't understand the game of football. Like, it's just too much math for me. You said line of scrimmage and I said I was like, I don't understand. Like,
I've been a cheerleader for 14 years.
I was a cheerleader. My dad called football games. I've been in front of football. I've never paid attention because it has numbers.
And
there's math.
Standing there in spandex. That's right. All that matters.
That's okay. The same thing with wrestling. I'm like, do you understand when you're watching the WWE,
cool,
former WWF?
I thought you were talking about.
Like, hello, have you not seen The Rock? Hell, mother.
Like,
yes.
You're Celia's sister, or Celia's your sister. You and Celia are sisters, so you.
We are. I've been watching wrestling since day one. My dad has been watching wrestling forever, and The Rock, hello, John Cena, hello. Like, there are, like, and then you watch, I just, I don't know.
But I feel like you could do that with football players, too.
You can, like, because Chris will tell you, I will say, ooh, he's cute, and you know, not for nothing, I'm still, everyone, actually, I might not get any listeners after this, but I still think Aaron Hernandez is fucking hot.
No.
Okay, I am a sucker. Sorry, I'm a sucker for guys with tattoos. I'm a sucker for the darker Spanish, lighter, whatever you want to look at, guys. I'm a sucker for those guys.
Right? A week, what, 18 years?
Right? So, Waze now has Gronkowski telling you the direction.
Oh, I just added that. I just added that.
And let me just tell you, though, there's a reason why I just want him not to speak and be shirtless. There's a reason.
Wait, I gotta look at these men. I've never taken a look at any.
I can tell you right now, people are gonna be listening and say, why is it okay for women to sit around and talk about men and the way they look, but why is it okay? I can already tell you this is already going to come up. And the automatically came in my head. Why is it okay? Not, you know, if guys sit around like that and they talked about women in bikinis, we would get a ration of shoot.
I believe that they do, though. I believe that.
Because that person might be your mama, that's why.
Oh, God. I think over the years, though, I'm slowly, like, creeping into, like, having the mentality of a guy, like, now. I'm super guy. Like, literally, like, every
morning. My mentality is super guy.
Like, every morning, I look in the mirror and, like, look between my legs. Just to make sure the transformation, like, hasn't happened yet. Yeah. One day I'm like, oh my god, it's just gonna sprout, and I'm just gonna be like, shit, my spandex.
I had a coworker a couple weeks ago, and she was like, Jen, you're just another dude. A dude with boobs.
I don't have boobs!
Okay.
I mean, I've been told too, like, I've said, you know what? I've even had met, like, guys at, like, I worked in a really hostile environment out in Oakland, and I'm like, you know what? I got bigger balls than you. Like, seriously,
sometimes,
tuck that back. Like, shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it's like, and also, it's one of those things where I don't understand why we, like, guys can totally say that a woman's hot, but a girl can't say, oh, she's not bad. I wouldn't turn her down.
Right.
Like, oh, you're
a woman. Oh, wait, what are you saying?
Oh, it's just going all around in here. Everything's going all around.
That's what happens. They're like, wait, so, like, what do you mean by that? So, like, what are you doing later? So, I can get her over here, too. So, like, what are you saying?
Yeah, like, yeah. You know what?
In your dreams.
Exactly.
Exactly. But I'm going to be focused on her more than you.
Yeah.
Be in the corner, okay?
Right. There's a tissue, sit out.
Be like, Blair Witch, look away,
stand. Exactly.
So, question, since we're on the girl topic, do you have or have had any crazy-ass friends that they are all come across sweet and innocent, and then they go and...
Fuck your boyfriend.
Whoa!
Yes, I wasn't even going to go there, yes. But I was going to say, like, everyone sees them sweet and innocent. They'll do something that's vindictive. Because they come across so sweet and innocent, nobody else can even fathom that she would even do that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Guys like, are the worst victims of this. Guys would be like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Even the guys will be like, and that wasn't a, no. But, I mean, even guys will do that. Guys will be like, I don't understand, you know, she's so whatever, and then you tried to say something like, not for nothing, this just happened. I just don't believe you.
Yeah,
and
not,
then
not,
I don't like to think
so.
Right. That would never happen.
She is, yeah.
And then this is how naive guys are. It'll even happen to a second friend in your circle. And the second friend will come over and go, by the way, dude, just letting you know, so and so, this is what happened. He'll still go, what? No, I don't see that. Why you gotta talk shit like that? I don't get it. Okay. Guys are so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. In that respect, they are. Okay, they are. They are in that respect. Does anyone or have had? Because obviously, if they're still in your circle, then everyone else must be dumb as shit.
You
know, just saying.
Let's just say I've been on the outside of a circle and I've witnessed this where one chick has gone from dude to dude to dude, and I'm like, you guys are all friends. How do you not understand? Like,
you're
she's not even
each
with
other.
Any of you. Yeah. She's dating someone outside of the circle. Like, she's dating someone in Rockport. How are you okay with this? But yeah, you're gonna share her. You're crossing dicks, right?
Right. That's you're screwing each other.
Like, don't cross the stream.
Right.
Like,
no.
How do you not let that? Like, she cheated on her boyfriend, but that's okay.
But I'm not even talking. Like, it doesn't. Like, it could be cheated. Doesn't even necessarily have to be cheating. It could be like this girl talk shit to another girl, and like, you know what I mean? Like,
say, women.
Right? No, but I'm telling you, that guy would be like, get really emotional into it. And be like, oh, so and so would never do that. Why would you say? And the girl's like, hello, I was there. This is what she did to me. This is what she said to me. But she's so sweet. Yeah. She wouldn't do that.
Because women are really good at being two-faced, and guys aren't very perceptive when it comes to that. They see one version of somebody, and they don't, like, you know, have any kind of suspicions. And I feel like women are a lot more cautious when it comes to other women. Like, we kind of know, like, okay, this is what you're giving me face-to-face, but I know that you could be something totally different.
Right, right.
So, because women are chameleons. I mean, and that's part of our charm.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Unless you're trying to be our friend, and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I just think when it happens, you know, more than once, and the same guy is going, but she's so sweet. Oh, I just don't understand how that can happen. She is just being sweet.
Are they all from the South? Are they all from the South?
Yes. I guess. Sweet girls are all from the South. That's when I think of sweet and innocent, I think of the South. That's what I think of.
I gotta go to the South then.
You do.
But until it affects them and they see it like right in front of them, or the woman does it to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, no, this is my opinion. I'm staying out of your drama. I ain't listening to it. And it's like,
right. That's true.
What? When I tell you this right now, in 6 months when this happens to you, and you come to me and I do my told you so dance, don't call me a bitch.
I told you so. I have like the best told you so dance because
can you teach me?
I tell everyone I told you so all the time.
Oh,
just
man.
What happens.
I want to see that after.
Right here. Yeah. Well, I know it's dark right now. It's dark. Oh my god, look at the lights in the pool. They're so
cute. It's beautiful. I kind of want to just like jump right in.
Yeah, and it's really warm in there and it's beautiful.
I
never stay here this late where it gets dark.
Yeah.
So I never get to see the lights that turn colors. By the way, when they rebuilt this pool, I said you need lights and they need to change colors, and this is what they did.
Beautiful.
That is awesome.
It's beautiful. So I love this. This is one of my favorite parts of this pool. And my other favorite part is the waterfall that they have in the back there that is from natural rock because we're against the reservoir. And cool. Since, you know, I met, what, how long have you been with Chris?
Oh my God, since I started work at
99, yeah, so 16 and a half years. I looked at that back rock and I was like, that waterfall would be amazing. My father-in-law has always said a waterfall would be amazing, and he made his own dreams come true, so that was kind of amazing. So to see the lights and see the waterfall and see the rock in this backyard, and you might be eating a little bit, but you're not eating as much because he actually has like this a guy come in and spray the yard for no mosquitoes.
Nice.
So, and I don't know that guy's name to plug, but he's amazing because I swear to God anyone should get him because it's thoroughly effective. So we are at 54 minutes on this podcast.
This is where we were last time.
Yes. And then everyone was like, you should keep talking.
No,
so I think this is a good stopping point. I think it's great. I think
this
is awesome.
And we'll talk about the $35,000 nut.
What, when I guess when we get more information. Yeah, because we tried to talk about the $35,000 nut the first time, but we ran out of time. This time we don't have enough info because Crystal with a K apparently knows more about this. And Brandon is now on board. So I would love to hear about Brandon and a $35,000 nut. Right. That would be awesome.
Wow.
So I think this is a good stopping point, yeah?
Okay. Yeah,
all right. Do we have any music to, like, you know, we could, like, wait a second, like, have any music? Because, you know, in the homie cast, they have intro music, and they have, but they're not ghetto fired like I am.
No.
So you're fancy, huh? Oh, we should put that one on. We should go out to that one. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, thank you for listening to Alicia Unleashed. We'll be out. We will see you next time. Or listen next time. Don't see you. Then I'll see you.